Hi, and welcome to the ranch. We are broadcasting live from Streator, Illinois, and I'm glad you are joining us tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about whom do we put our trust in, and is it God whom we really trust? And sometimes we think we're trusting in God, but we're really trusting in ourselves, or we're trusting in our finances, or we're trusting in our spouse, we're trusting in our children, we're trusting in our parents, our family, our pastor, our church. We trust in a lot of things, and it's good to put your trust in other people, but there are people who will fail you. There are things that will fail you. There are technologies that will fail you. Many times we just run across things that simply break down, simply fail on us. And tonight I want to talk about one whom you can put your trust in, who will never fail you, who will never leave you, never forsake you, and that's the name of the Lord our God. And so tonight I just want to address that with you, and I just want to speak to that topic. So I pray that tonight will be a blessing to you, and it'll be a blessing to me and my wife as well, as we broadcast this message live from the ranch. Why don't you take a moment to look on your screen at the message notes. There's a special section on the page that you clicked on to get here that says message notes, and you can pull that up on your screen, and you'll be able to read along with me the passage that we're going to look at tonight, and that's Jeremiah 17. So if you'll pull up those message notes, and on your Real Video player, you can click on that and tell it in the preferences that it will always be on top. So if you choose always on top, you'll be able to see me in one corner and read the message notes in the background so that you'll be able to watch me while you follow along with the message. So why don't you take a few moments, just sit before the Lord, read through Jeremiah 17, and just ask God to open your heart to anything He has to say to you tonight. Can God speak to us through His Word about things going on in our lives right now? Through this Bible, can God really speak to us about things that weren't even invented when the Bible was written? Can God speak to us about the Internet through words written over 3,000 years ago, even though the Internet's only been in existence for less than 10 years? Well, He did to me this week, because I was sitting down with my Bible and I was getting ready to work on my website when I was having some technical difficulties. And I said, God, I really don't want to spend time reading the book that I'm currently reading. I was reading the book of Job, and I was on chapter 8. And I really wanted to work on my website so that I could get some things working on it rather than read the Bible. But I decided, no, I'm going to sit down and just read the Bible, and maybe God will speak something to me anyway. And here's what I read in chapter 8 of Job. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless. What he trusts in is fragile. What he relies on is a spider's web. He leans on his web, but it gives way. He clings to it, but it does not hold. Here I was having trouble with my website, and God says, Eric, you're leaning on your web, and it's giving way. You're clinging to it, but it won't hold. And I said, wow, God, you've done it again. You've spoken to me about the web that wasn't even created back then. And I know that's not what Job was talking about when he initially had these words on the page. But God, through His infinite wisdom, spoke to me about something that was going on personally in my life. And that is the kind of God we serve. And that's why I just believe that He's alive and He's active and that He's working in people's lives today. And so I sat there and I said, okay, God, what do I need to do? And right in the same passage, God showed me what to do. He said, you're trusting in what's fragile. You're relying on something that will give way. Don't forget me. He said, that's the destiny of all who forget God. And I've not forgotten God. And yet God was reminding me that we need to renew our faith in Him. We need to renew putting our trust in Him. That we think we're trusting in God and doing what God's called us to do. And yet constantly we need to come back before God and say, God, I am putting my faith in you again. I'm not trusting in this technology. I'm not trusting in even the things that you've called me to do. I am trusting in you alone, and you will bring them about. And you know what? I went back to work on my technical problems, and some got fixed and some didn't. But I had the confidence that God was with it, and God was with me, and God was going to work me through these problems over the next few days and weeks. And that is exactly what God has been doing. And so I just want to encourage you two things. One is that God still speaks through His Bible. Pick it up, read it every day. Stay in His Word, because that's where you'll find life. God gives us words of life here. Second thing is, renew your hope in the Lord. Renew your trust in the Lord. Are you trusting in God, or are you trusting in your strengths, your wisdom, your talents? I was reminded of this again Sunday morning last week when I preached at a church here in town, and we tried to broadcast it live on the internet, and it worked for about half of the message. And I was just at the point where I said, we're about ready to broadcast this live on the internet, when I looked over and saw the computer screen had gone down and our connection to the internet dropped, and for the rest of the service we were not connected to the internet. And I could have been very frustrated about what happened there, but I just said, no, I'm just going to keep on preaching, and we're going to let these words go forth. And at the end of the service, about half a dozen people in that room accepted Christ and prayed to receive Him as their Lord and Savior. And what it taught me was that even though I'm relying on technology and the technology fails, God doesn't. Even when everything around us seems to be falling apart, God isn't. Even when the web that we're clinging to doesn't hold, God still holds on to us. He still remains faithful to us. In fact, He remains as solid as a rock. So tonight I want to pray with you at the end of the night that you would put your trust back in God. Whatever your situation, whatever you're going through, those things that are on your mind, those things that are bothering you, that are keeping you down, I want to pray about those tonight, that you'd be able to put your trust back on God for those things as well. And I think that God will really bless you through that. Look with me at the passage in Jeremiah. Here's the promise that God gives us. This is Jeremiah chapter 17, starting in verse 5. There's both a promise and a warning here. If you trust in man or trust in yourself, certain things will happen to you. But if you trust in God, other things will happen to you that are great and unimaginable. This is what the Lord says in verse 5. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But, in verse 7 he says, but blessed is the man who trusts in him, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Wow, that's a great promise. If we trust in the Lord, we will not dry up. We will not be weary. We will not fear. We will not have worries in a year of droughts. And we won't fail to bear fruit. Even though there's a drought around us, even though prosperity is not falling all around us, even though there are reasons to worry, God has promised that if we put our trust in Him, we will continue to bear fruit. We will not fear and we will not worry. That's a great promise, and one that I'm taking to heart this week, and I want to pray that you will as well. There's another passage listed on your screen. You can read that later, Psalm 1, and I think that will encourage you as well in trusting in God. I want to close this short message with something that I found the other day. Actually, it was a while ago. I found this dollar bill that was probably from about 1910. And I looked at this dollar bill, and there was something drastically missing on the dollar bill. And I was very surprised. And you know what was not on that dollar bill back from 1910? These words, "In God we trust." They weren't on it. And I thought that those words were on it since the beginning of time. I thought they were always on the American dollar bill, and I found out that they were only added later in the 40s or 50s, and that was when we had come out of the war, and people were saying, we need to continue to put our trust in God. We need to renew our trust in God, and they put it on the money, put it on all the denominations and all the coins, all the bills, and it's still on there today. Here, I thought it was something that was on there a long time ago. But even though it wasn't on there, I've been thinking about how God has called every generation to put their trust in Him. That we can't rely on a trust from long ago. We can't rely on something from 200 years ago or 2,000 years ago or even 20 years ago. God calls us to renew our trust in Him every day, every week, every generation. And so that's what I want to pray. I want to sing a song with you tonight. Just a worship song that we can just worship the Lord. And I also want to ask you to consider putting your trust in God tonight. Now, this may be something you've done several times before, but for some of you it may be absolutely new and you've never even once put your trust in God. You've been trusting in your own strength. You've been trusting in your parents. You've been trusting in something else to get you through. But you realize that you're bankrupt. You realize that there's absolutely no way you'll be able to make it without putting your trust in God. Well, I want to pray with you especially tonight and just ask that God will show you that He's faithful. God will show you that He's alive and that as you put your trust in Him, He will be faithful to that and He'll prove to you that He's rock solid. So would you consider that tonight as well? It just requires three simple things. One, you have to repent of any sins that you've done and say, God, I am totally sorry for that. Two, you have to believe in Jesus Christ. That's the one He sent to die for your sins, because the penalty for sin is death. And if you don't believe in Jesus, then you've got to pay the penalty. And that will cost you your life one day. But Jesus said, if you believe in Him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. So two is believe in Christ, the one that Jesus sent to die for your sins. Three is to receive that free gift of life. You just have to say, God, I'm open, I receive it. And God will pour into you a new life that will well up into you. God says, like a spring of water flowing out. And so I want to pray with that in mind as well tonight. So wherever you are, whether you're trusting Christ for the first time tonight or whether you're putting your trust back in Him again for a particular situation, we're going to pray in just a minute. Why don't you just worship the Lord with me for a minute here. This is just a song called, Come Let Us Worship and Bow Down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, And the sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand.
Come, let us worship at the heart of. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship at the heart of. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
Song I want to read to you before we pray. This is the song, We Trust in the Lord. Some trust in power, some trust in banks, some trust in armies, missiles and tanks, some trust in people while God is ignored, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Yes, we trust in the Lord. Some trust their feelings, what they can touch, some trust computers, software and such. Some trust attention being adored, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Yes, we trust in the name of the Lord. Some trust in fashion, some trust in books, some trust in teachers, classes, and books. Some trust in freedom, in cutting the cord, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Yes, we trust in the name of the Lord. I want to pray with you right now, and I just know that God answers these prayers because he promises that when we ask, we shall receive. So let's pray right now that we would renew our trust in the Lord. Lord, I thank you for those watching right now live and those watching later as this message is stored, God. God, months later, days later, even years later, Lord, 20 years later, someone may watch this, God, and decide that it's time to put their trust in the Lord. God, I pray for them as well. God, I pray for me and my wife as we're here in this room tonight that we would renew our trust in the Lord as well. Thank you, God, that you speak to us through your words written 2,000 and 3,000 years ago. Thank you, God, that you're worthy of our trust and you're solid as a rock. And God, right now, for that thing that we're facing, that thing that we're in right now, God, we just put our trust in you. We don't trust in the technology. We don't trust in people. We don't trust in things. We don't trust our feelings. God, we trust in you. We trust in you, God. God, we just transfer our trust from ourselves to you. We transfer our trust from those things to you. God, even the things that you've called us to do, God, we can't do it without you. There's no way we can do it without you. God, for those who are just now, for the first time, believing in you, first time putting their trust in you, God, I pray a special prayer, Lord, that they would repent of their sins, tell you they're sorry, believe in your Son, and receive him as their Lord, Lord, as their Savior. God, I pray right now that you would make that transaction that would boost them from here to heaven, Lord, that they would have eternal life and that they would know deep in their soul that they have eternal life as well. God, I just thank you for this time tonight. God, I just want to pray just a little longer that you would renew in our hearts that you are trustworthy, that you would lift that burden off of us, God, because you say that you will take our burden. And your burden, Lord, is light. Your burden is easy. And you'll exchange our heavy burden for your light one, God. And I just pray right now that that transaction would occur as well. As we put our trust in you for these things that are weighing heavy on us, God, that you would lighten our spirits, you'd lighten our hearts, you'd lift us up, God, and that we would be able to feel that, God, in our hearts and in our lives, that we would experience that we would walk in that, and that we would find peace and rest and joy in that. For you that are watching right now, I just pray for you, and I just speak blessings on you, and I ask God to come into your life and to just give you that supernatural peace that passes understanding, that blessing, Lord, and that you would be like Jeremiah describes, that tree that's planted by the water, that you would be a tree that draws its roots from the water, draws its strength from that water, Lord, that source of living water. And God, that these people would be prosperous, they'd be blessed, and they would not worry, they would not fear, but they would continue to trust in you, and they would continue to bear fruit. I pray this all in the strong name of Jesus. Have a great night. Thanks for coming to the ranch, and I pray you'll join me next week for this message live from the ranch. God bless you.